Welcome and hello everyone. My name is Gordon Feener and I am an attorney located in Boston, Massachusetts. During the course of this informational segment, I'd like to focus on the difference between replacement cost value and actual cash value. This segment is in a series of segments concerning the Massachusetts homeowner insurance policy and homeowner claims. Before I begin discussing the subject matter of this segment, I would like to briefly summarize my background. I have been in business as an attorney for more than 28 years, providing legal services with a concentration in homeowner and property-related claims. Prior to starting this office, I worked for approximately 20 years in the insurance industry. This informational segment will focus on the Homeowner 3 policy as it is the most popular homeowner policy. The Massachusetts Homeowner Insurance Policy provides insurance coverage for the homeowner in two separate sections of the policy. The first section of the policy generally provides coverage for the property of the homeowner, including the building and contents, subject to various limitations and exclusions. The second section of the homeowner policy generally provides coverage for the homeowner in the event that a claim or lawsuit is brought against the homeowner or insured. When an insurance claim is brought under the first section of the policy, an issue that sometimes arises is whether the insured is entitled to payment for the replacement cost of their damage or for actual cash value of their damages. Replacement cost value, sometimes abbreviated as RCV, is the cost to replace the item that was damaged or destroyed. Replacement cost is sometimes explained as what a willing buyer will pay a willing seller for that item. To illustrate this, think about a person that goes to the car dealer. The person selects a car and the dealer says they want $50,000 for that car. In response, the buyer says that they will pay $30,000 for the car, and then they both agree on a $40,000 figure. In this case, the $40,000 figure is the replacement cost for that particular car. The $40,000 is what a willing buyer will pay a willing seller. Another example is when a person walks into a large department store and selects a laptop computer that has a price tag of $1,400. The person takes the laptop to the cash register and pays the $1,400 plus tax, and that completes the transaction. In this example, the $1,400 plus tax is the replacement cost for that particular laptop computer. In the event of an insurance claim, it's not unusual for insurance companies to have made arrangements with various companies which would affect the replacement cost value. In the first example, the insurance company may be able to obtain the car involved for $35,000, which would then become the replacement cost value. In the second example, the insurance company may have a preferred distributor which may provide the same laptop for $1,200. In the second example, the replacement cost would then become $1,200. Now, if you have a claim, the establishment of the replacement cost value is the first most important step in trying to determine the actual cash value. Actual cash value is the value of an item, taking into consideration its replacement cost value, its age, condition, lifespan, and possible obsolescence. In the first example discussed, the actual cash value would take into consideration the age of the car, the mileage, the condition of the car, and whether it had prior damage. Most of us recognize that a car which was originally purchased for $40,000 is not worth $40,000 3 years later. In the second example involving a laptop, the actual cash value would take into consideration the condition of the laptop. It would also take into consideration the issue of obsolescence. A $1,400 laptop computer 3 years later could have a value of $400 or less because of the obsolescence factor. Now, neither of the above examples involve building damage. When a building damage is involved and the extent of damage is significant, there may be a question as to whether the building is a total loss. In this case, an additional factor then becomes involved. This is known as the broad evidence rule. In Massachusetts, under the broad evidence rule, all evidence of value can be considered. This becomes significant in the event that there is a major loss to a building or structure, and the issue becomes whether the building is a total loss under the insurance policy. When this situation arises, a controversy generally occurs as to what the replacement cost value of the building is. When this controversy occurs, various values need to be considered in determining the value of the building. Some of the factors that are taken into consideration other than age and condition is the assessed value of the building, the market value of the building, the reconstruction value of the building, along with the replacement of that building with a similar structure in a similar neighborhood. As you can see very quickly, when there is an issue involving an insurance claim, and the issue in that claim is the establishment of the actual cash value or replacement cost value, it can become very confusing. If you have suffered a loss and need assistance with your insurance claim, please do not hesitate to contact the Law Office of Feener & Worley. Hopefully this segment has given you sufficient information and direction in order to further educate yourself on the issue of replacement cost value and actual cash value. Should you have a question regarding your homeowner insurance claim, please feel free to contact the Law Office of Feener & Worley to discuss your specific claim and your specific policy. We offer brief, free telephone consultations concerning homeowner insurance claims. We also offer flexible fee arrangements, including contingent fee, hourly fee, and a combination of both reduced contingent with a reduced hourly fee provision. For additional information, you may wish to visit our website at www.attorneyfeener.com or www.homeownerclaims.com. The information contained in this informational segment should not be considered as legal advice. In conclusion, I'd like to thank you for listening to this segment and remind you that this segment can be considered to be advertising under the ethical rules. Any selection of an attorney should be a careful and thoughtful decision. Again, thank you for listening to this segment and have a good day.